from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Most of the Puerto Rican pro-independence prisoners could be out within days, but Hillary Clinton's intervention continues to be an issue. The Caribbean's unhappy with the proposed new banana trade deal under discussion in Brussels, and BWI positions itself as a major player in the South American market. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. 11 of the 15 Puerto Rican prisoners linked to bombings in the 70s and 80s have accepted a clemency offer from President Clinton and should be out of jail within days. They're members of a group supporting independence for Puerto Rico. Mr. Clinton's wife, Hillary, controversially stepped into the issue by publicly disagreeing with the amnesty. Mrs. Clinton is expected to run for a New York Senate seat, and it's one of the issues on which she's staked out a position. We begin in Puerto Rico with this report from Gary Tormanen.
Puerto Rico human rights leader Luis Nieves calls it a transcendental day for Puerto Rico. They have suffered, he says, for their ideals. Nieves says some would return to Puerto Rico, others to their homes in Chicago and New York. First, he says he wants to ensure they get out of prison so later they can plan what they're going to do. But it likely won't be gathering together to plan strategy for winning the independence of Puerto Rico that they all along claimed they were political prisoners for. President Clinton's conditions for parole mean no association with known felons,